You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we are continuing with our year-end wrap, and today it's all about the gaming and entertainment sector. To start with gaming, because 2025, as we all know, marked a hard reset for the sector, Real Money Gaming, or RMG, which accounted for the bulk of India's gaming revenues, was effectively wiped out after the government enacted a new online gaming law in August, and the speed was striking. The law moved from cabinet approval to presidential assent in just 4 days. Now, in an exclusive interview with Money Control, Union IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw explained the thinking behind the legislation, the government's concerns around harm and addiction, and its plans to promote alternatives such as esports and online social games. What followed, however, was widespread disruption. Now, the $3.5 billion RMG industry was, of course, blindsided. Companies were forced into rapid cost cutting and restructuring. Dream Sports co-founder and CEO Harsh Jain described the move as an unexpected knockout punch, saying it wiped out 95% of the group's revenues and all its profits. So since then, Dream Sports has repositioned Dream 11 as a sports entertainment platform and split the group into 8 smaller units, each run like a separate startup now. Across the sector, more than 2,500 employees were laid off as revenues dried up. Companies that cut jobs include Games24/7, Head Digital Works, Gamescraft, Mobile Premier League, Jungly Games, and Nazara-backed Bazi Games as well. Kavin Bharti Mittal shut down Hike, his 13-year-old startup. Others like Zuppi and Winso began experimenting outside gaming, moving into areas like micro dramas, astrology, digital gold, and even micro learning. So amid this chaos, Money Control also uncovered the governance and enforcement issues that deepened the sector's troubles. We reported exclusively that Gamescraft's former CFO diverted company funds into futures and options, trading over several years, resulting in losses of over ₹250 crores. Now, the matter came to light after the executive sent what the company described as a voluntary confession email. Now, enforcement actions also followed elsewhere. The ED arrested Winso co-founders Soumya Singh Rathore and Pawan Nanda on money laundering charges after raids and an asset freeze worth ₹505 crores. So the impact of RMG ban didn't stop with gaming companies. It spilled over into the influencer economy and the IPL sponsorship market as well. Creators and agencies struggled with stuck payments and cancelled deals. And one bright spot was esports, which saw increased brand interest and is also expected to post double-digit growth in ad spends. So influencers also saw some recovery during festive periods and large events like the Maha Kumbh. Moving on, while domestic gaming struggled, global players were still placing long-term bets in India. For example, South Korea's Krafton announced plans to launch a 6,000 crore rupees India focus investment fund with partners like Mirae Asset and Naver. The fund will back startups across AI, fintech, digital content, and logistics. So Krafton also made its first Indian acquisition, buying a majority stake in Pune-based company Nautilus Mobile, which develops the Real Cricket franchise. So shifting from gaming to the broader entertainment space, 2025 also saw some rapid experimentation with formats and platforms. So one of the biggest shifts came from YouTube. In an interview with Money Control, India's MD Gunjan Soni said the platform is testing itself as a meaningful distribution alternative for studios. Key pilot was Aamir Khan's Sitare Zameen Par, which debuted on YouTube as a rental across India and 38 international markets, bypassing traditional streaming platforms. So YouTube, of course, is also sharpening its focus on live content and creator-led shopping, signaling a push beyond advertising-led monetization. Now, at the same time, AI, of course, began moving from theory to practice in filmmaking itself. Producer Siddharth Roy Kapoor told Money Control control that AI is already being used extensively in research, pre-production, and sometimes in script analysis as well. So studios are testing where tech fits without fully automating creative decisions here. So short form content also drove one of the year's fastest growing trends, which is micro dramas. These bite-sized storytelling formats gained significant traction with Indian audiences and investors. In fact, according to Moneycontrol's reporting, micro drama platforms raised about $44 million across six funding rounds in the first half of 2025. But not every story in entertainment was about growth. Thousands of employees at Technicolor Group, one of the world's largest animation and VFX firms, lost their jobs as the company's India operations faced severe stress. Now, there were, of course, signs of resilience. Humbale Films co-founder Chaluwe Gowda told Moneycontrol that former Technicolor employees hired for the studio's new VFX division worked on Kantara Chapter 1, which went on to become one of the year's top box office performers. All right, I hope that was interesting for all of you. That's also a wrap for today's episode of Tech Tree from Moneycontrol. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters in the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Moneycontrol's Tech 3 podcast.